Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Hope you're in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. It's Friday morning, studio.
Morning!
Let's go around the room now. You each get 15 seconds up first. His son's basketball team is on a winning streak, and he's currently working on his physique. Here he is. Eddie, everybody.
Yay.
Hey,
hey, hey. I've never said this before, but I want to sue a company.
What?
Let's go.
Check it out. So there is a hydration drink. I'll just leave it at that. And they sell their stuff in a powder form. You put water in a cup, you put the powder in it, stir it up, and it hydrates you, right? My kids love it. They've talked all about it. We bought a pack of them. They have stained 4 of my cups. Like, it looks like SpaghettiOs were heated in there.
Oh. Is it a company that an influencer owns?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
So, dude, I want to go after this company. Okay, maybe not sue them.
What are you going to sue for? $1.90 for the 4 cups?
I can say these are they were handed down by my
grandparents.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could say. I'm sure they'll research that you bought them at Target.
Or listen to this clip back.
They can do that, too. Alive.
Why don't you, though, just use cups that are the color of, like, actually buy some plastic cups that are orange, and then if they're stained, they're just stained that color.
Not a bad idea for the future, but these 4 cups have been ruined because of this drink.
Why were those cups so... Say it in case it plays back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Why are those cups so important to you?
Oh, these cups are so old. I bought them at a...
My great-great-grandfather. And he was in the Civil War.
In the Spanish-American War.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, man. And these cups have been in my family for years.
Wow, I'm really sorry to hear that.
And now they're ruined.
If a judge ever hears this, for sure it's in your favor.
Hey, those cups are stained.
And I'm crying. I shouldn't be crying either, but I am.
If the powder's doing that to the cups, do you wonder what it's doing inside your body?
That's how we can really sue.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I'd like to show you my kidneys. Okay, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Great. Let's go over to Lunchbox. His bits are wacky, and he's always yelling at Abby. Here he is, LBZ.
Guys, so the Dallas Zoo's been in the news because all these animals are getting out. People are cutting holes in the enclosures. And so I said, all right, you know what? The animals escaped the zoo. Let me call some zoos and let them know their animals got out. Little prank calls here.
Wait, so you pranked zoos telling them their animals have escaped?
Oh my gosh.
That's such a waste of their time.
No, no, it's funny because it's all in the news about the Dallas Zoo. So they're like, man.
Well, there's a lot of things. Murders in the news.
Yeah.
Wildfires.
Murder's not really funny.
But just because it's in the news. Should we play this or no? Mike? I don't know. He did the shoulder shrug.
Oh, no. That's a no.
Okay, let's hear Lunchbox call zoos and tell them their animals have escaped. Okay.
Thank you for calling County Zoo. How can I help you?
Yes, man. I just left your zoo, and I'm in the parking lot, and an animal just jumped on my car.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear
that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I like, I don't know how it got out of the exhibit or how it got out, like if there's a hole in the fence or what, but it jumped right on the windshield, and I'm sitting in my car, and I'm freaking out. Get out of my car! Come on!
Well, sir, I'm happy to help and try to send somebody out your way. What kind of animal is it?
Yes, it's a cricket. Like, there was a cricket, and I don't know how it got out of your zoo enclosure, but I'm in the parking lot, and it landed right on my windshield.
From our exhibit.
I just left the zoo. I'm in the zoo parking lot, so it's obviously from the zoo.
I understand that, but every parking lot has bugs of some type. Look, sir, if this isn't a serious request, I'm going to need to get back to work, but we do appreciate you visiting the zoo.
I mean, I want other people to be able to see the cricket when they come to the zoo and go to the exhibit. So I don't know. Is it? I don't want to kill it. Is it going to hurt it if I drive off? Like, are you going to send someone out?
No, we're not going to send somebody out. Crickets are not a part of our exhibit.
Okay. Cringy.
Okay.
At least he didn't say it was a tiger and they send out people searching.
That's funny, huh?
No.
What do you mean, no? Hit it right.
The whole call
hit
again?
Is there another one?
Did you do another one?
Yeah, there should be another one.
Is there another one? How long is it?
A minute.
Oh, God.
Hit it right.
Go ahead.
Hello, zoo.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because I just left the zoo, and I'm over here at the gas station right down the street, and I think your animals got out of the exhibit.
What animal are you looking at?
I'm at the gas station, and I can see them going straight from, like, the zoo property right over here to the gas station, and I just feel like it's probably not safe for them to be out. You know what I mean? I thought, oh, my gosh.
What kind of animal are you looking at?
Yeah,
like, what do you...
Like, there's a trail, like, all the way from, it looks like they're coming straight across from the zoo all the way over here to the trash can. It's just a trail of ants.
Okay. We're going to just, we'll take a look at that, and thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Okay, do you want me to stay here until someone gets here to make...
No, that's fine. We'll send someone over, don't worry.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Wow, she just plays along because she thinks he's...
special.
See, the animals escape. The animals have escaped.
Wow.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Tell me that wasn't fun.
Yeah. She keeps hearing phantom meows, and her 15 seconds of something starts now. Here she is, Amy, everybody. Hey.
I saw this mustard hack. Like, if you have a headache or something, you just mix some mustard and some Subway water, put it in a bowl, and then you stick your feet in the bowl for, I don't know.
No way. This has got to be on TikTok, and it's got to be a lie just to get people.
Here's the clip.
Okay.
Mustard and hot water soak. If you get migraines or headaches, you're going to want to do this. And if you're out and about and you can't, take a spoonful of mustard.
That's somebody tricking you so you have mustard on the bottom of your feet and they laugh at you. Did you do this?
No, not yet.
Don't be silly.
I'm seeing if y'all had ever
heard of it.
No, I've never
heard
of it. Because I was like, what a holistic way to get rid of, you know, pain.
Holistic, using soap that's probably so full of chemicals.
And mustard that's just so natural.
Well, I'm just saying it's, you don't have to take a pill, which I'm not anti-pills. I'll take a pill all day long, but I just...
Okay, let us know if this works. I've not heard of it, though.
Okay.
A lot of these TikTok things are just made up.
Yeah.
They're not real. They just do it as kind of like a joke. Oh, yeah. Finally, Ray, hit me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he likes to take vacations that he saw on TV shows, and he enjoys NBA 2K with his bros, Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Well, here we are. This morning, Stanley comes back home after surgery. He had surgery yesterday afternoon. It stinks. One, because his leg's been killing him. He tore his second ACL completely in two. We were hoping that wasn't the case. And it's just tough for 3 months. He's a bulldog. He can't eat too much now because he gets fat real easy. His leg kills him. He's in a full body suit, so he can't actually lick it. He has to stay in a crate. It's just... It's just a nightmare. It's a nightmare for any dog, but a bulldog that already is sick all the time, they're not very healthy anyway. So for the next 3 months, if I come in and I'm grumpy, it's probably that. I'm gonna have to sleep in the room with him for like 3 or 4 nights. He snores so loud.
Yeah.
Do you have earplugs? Does that help?
It would help me not hear it, but then I can't sleep because I get some in my ear. And I'm like, can't sleep, I got some in my ear. It feels weird. So yes, but that's the deal. So he's fine, he's out of surgery. But it was yesterday, and he will come home at like 11 today. They keep him overnight, so I was stressed out all day yesterday about it. But that's the deal. Thank you, guys. Let's get started with today's show. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm in the middle of a situation where I need to choose between taking my daughter to see Taylor Swift on April 13th and my job. I bought these tickets after stalking the internet for days. I gave them to my daughter as a surprise for Christmas, but then I accepted a new job. Now my boss is strongly discouraged from anyone taking more than a day's vacation up until early 2025. We live out of town, so I need to take 2 days off to take my 14-year-old, and that seems impossible right now. Do you have any advice on how to navigate the situation? Sincerely, working like a mother. 2025, this is 2023.
Yeah. I guess if you're a new employee.
No, that's not a thing.
I don't know. I was trying to already figure it out in my head.
A year over a year and a half, that's not, that can't be a thing. What job is this? Astronaut? Are you not coming back for a year? Otherwise, why aren't you getting off at all? Yeah, this seems crazy, man. So, working like a mother, I mean, I get why you sent me this email, but what I'm here to tell you about this email is that your boss strongly discouraging anyone from taking more than a day's vacation for, it's February now, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 21 months.
That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Maybe they're working on a big project.
I hear you, but it's if done. You want someone to keep working at a high level on a big project, you've also got to give them time to recharge so they can stay working at a high level.
That's right.
So my problem here is this boss saying no vacation until 2025. That's bull crap.
Take this job and shove it.
Well, I don't know how good a job it is, though. Yeah. Could be. Hey, Johnny Paycheck, I want you to chill out for a second.
Okay.
So I guess it's weighing how great a job this is, because it better be on the spectrum of making great money and setting up great benefits. It better be awesome just to not have a day off till 2025. Aside from the daughter thing, if it's a job you're into and you're like, it's pretty good, and you think you can find another light job, I would take your daughter to this show. But I get it. If it's a great job and you can't leave, you just can't leave. Have somebody else take her. You got the tickets for her. I don't know that you absolutely have to go with her. She probably like it.
Yeah, she probably wants to.
But I don't think you absolutely have to. But to me, it's just that no taking time off till 2025. Amy?
Yeah, it's really difficult to just imagine not getting 2 days off in a row if you need it. And then you can maybe you can go to the boss and say, hey, special circumstances, I got these tickets important to my daughter. How can I make this up? I know I can take 1 day off, but not two in a row. Is there can I work from the road? Can I work an extra day on the weekend or something to make up for it?
I watched this show called The Boys, and he needed to get out of work. He shot himself in the arm.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's one way to do it.
Because he knew quickly he could wrap it up, and he had to wear a thing, but he was still off work. So you could always injure yourself.
Yeah, that's what I think. Don't tell him you're going to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Sick. What? Why is the honesty not the best policy here?
Because he's not going to let you.
COVID.
What if he's a Swiftie?
They're so scared of COVID.
Prove it.
Yeah, just don't post pictures on social media. You'll get busted.
Well, I'd wear one of those set of glasses with a mustache on it the whole time at the show, too, just so they don't know it's you.
Perfect.
I definitely wouldn't say you want to offer Taylor Swift, but I definitely, if possible, find a new job. That stinks. Unless it's an amazing job. And then if it's an amazing job, I would find someone to take your daughter. Those are the three options. I wouldn't sneak. You'll get caught. There'll be somebody else there who's going to see. It's not worth it. You're going to be nervous the whole time looking around.
So my thing is an option.
Which is?
Go to the boss and just tell him your situation.
No, don't say Taylor Swift. No,
you can't say Taylor
Honesty
Swift.
Honesty is never a good policy.
Never.
You can, but they're going
to
say no.
But you offer to make it up.
Okay, you can try that too. But I would say
you don't need an excuse when you ask for time off. You can just say, hey, I really need 2 days off.
Hey, this is 2025, boss here.
Yeah.
Things aren't normal.
Yeah.
So that's okay, here we go. This is the end of this email. I'm gonna say this. That sucks. I would leave that job if you could find another job that was good. If it's a great job, you can't leave the job. I get that too. You need to find somebody to take your daughter. Those are your two options. If you go to the boss and say, I need 2 days off for Taylor Swift, she's gonna say no.
No, for my daughter.
Or he's gonna say no. Or you're gonna say my daughter needs mental health. Days.
That's much better. Don't say the name Taylor Swift.
Right. Never say that.
No.
Everyone in the world knows how hard it is to get the Taylor Swift tickets. So maybe he'll have some compassion on that.
Do you know who her better boss is? Jake Gyllenhaal. And that's why she's not letting her go, because of Taylor Swift.
That makes sense.
Is there a loophole with the word discouraged? Because it doesn't mean it's in the...
It means they're going to hold it against you.
Okay.
They probably can't legally say no, but they'll hold it against you.
Okay.
Good luck. I hate that for you. Thank you for emailing. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Around the room, what'd you find? That's going to be so interesting. We're going to go, dang, that's a good one. Let's go to Lunchbox first.
Wombats. You ever heard of them? They're a little animal down in Australia. They're the only animals in the world that produce poop in the shape of a cube. That's it. Only animal ever.
Like a Wendy's burger.
How, I wonder how perfect a cube it is.
It's a perfect cube. Like, and it's because their intestines are so long that it takes so long to get through that it dries out so much that it forms into a cube.
Okay.
Wow. Wombats.
I'd wear one of those around my neck.
Cube poop?
Couple cubes, yeah.
You're such a germaphobe. How would you carry poop
around?
It
took so long. Yeah, listen, I'm sure it'd be all... I'm looking at it. No, it wouldn't.
Exactly.
Take that back. All right, Morgan, what you got?
Three Musketeers got their name because they used to come with three flavors. In the 1930s, they came in three packs with a different flavor in each, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. But World War II happened and the rations made it expensive, so the company cut it down to one.
Wow.
Sometimes you don't have enough money. Got to make tough choices.
Yeah.
And you don't want to change it to one Musketeer.
That doesn't sound right.
That sounds lame. Eddie.
Yeah. Size matters, guys. Listen up. To walruses, their tusk sizes, it's a social status. So the longer the tusk, the more respect that they get. Both men and women, male and female, their tusks grow up to 3 feet long. But if it ever gets broken, they're like, ooh, that guy's not cool anymore.
What if we had to walk around as dudes completely naked?
Oh, no, no.
And are judged like the tusks?
Now we're in trouble.
Let's roll.
I'd probably be king. All right.
So dumb.
Amy?
Memory lapses can occur when you walk through doorways, which is why you sometimes walk into a room and forget why you even went in there.
But what about the doorway?
It's something about, like, you're physically going through there that, like, it's your brain is processing something differently. You've entered into another space and you forget.
I don't know. I don't need to go through the doorway. I just need to walk to a different part of the room. Wait, why am I? What? I knew I wanted something in the fridge.
It happens.
And I don't even go through a doorway and I'm like, what was it? And I'm like, maybe I don't. So I walk and sit down, and right about the time my butt hits the couch, oh, it doesn't come like one step away from the fridge. I got to get all the way back to the couch. And then finally, I'll give you this one here. Speaking of candy, Snickers candy bars are named after a dead horse.
Huh?
Oh.
Franklin Mars's horse named Snickers died in 1930. Just before he released the candy bar, and as an ode, he named Snickers after it.
Wow.
There's also another one. M&Ms are named after their two founders, Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, but they wound up hating each other.
Oh, ooh. So Mars won that battle.
So Mars bought out Murray's share.
There you go.
Oh no,
that's
he
why
probably
we
not
know Mars.
Oh,
M&Ms.
No.
They didn't want to go one Musketeer. They didn't want to go M's. They stuck with it anyway.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman, Meryl, she lived in her Beverly Hills home with her husband for 50 years. Then she decided, okay, he's passed away. I need to sell this and move on. So she does. Well, the family that bought it had some workers come and do some things. And one of the workers found a box of letters. For whatever reason, they were like, I can't throw these away. But they just took them home with themselves, read a couple of them. They're like, these are special. We'll get it back to the owner one day. Fast forward 15 years, and they were able to track down Meryl. And
I wonder if they just put it away, too, for 15 years, and they, like, refound it as well.
Yeah. Maybe, but it was a box of love letters that her husband had written her, and she thought they were lost forever. Mm. Like, these notes were from 1948 to 1953. That was
the time
frame.
Surprised the paper still was not rotted away or... Yeah, and he's not alive, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. So when the woman, Meryl, got them, she's 90 years old now, but she's just thankful she's getting to have them before she's no longer here.
Yeah, well, that part's sad, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I had to go there.
I like it. I like it. Everybody, that's people caring. They didn't get any money out of it. It was weird he took it home and read them for a while at his own house. But you know what? We'll get past that. She got it back. She got them back. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. because again, you always like bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Of all the games in all the world, forever, this is the easiest. It's called Easy Trivia. Eddie, you are the champion. You have the tiara on that the champion wears. You will go first. The question is in the category of holidays. It's easy. It's so easy. What date is Independence Day?
That's July 4th.
That's correct. Morgan, what date is Christmas?
December 25th.
Yep. Amy, Halloween, the date?
October 31st.
Lunchbox, what date is Boxing Day? I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. New Year's Day. What's that?
January 1st.
That's correct. Okay, good. So it's so easy, right? Everybody nailed all those.
Yeah.
If you miss it, you're eliminated and you'll hear this right here.
You've been boned.
The object is not to get boned. The category is colors, Eddie.
Okay.
Easy trivia. What's the color of a school bus?
Yellow.
Correct. Morgan, what's the color of the stars on the U.S. flag?
White.
Correct. Amy, what color are the stripes on a tiger?
Oh. Is that a trick question? Because
it's easy trivia.
Okay, on a tiger, the tiger has black stripes.
Correct. Lunchbox, what color is Oscar the Grouch?
Oscar the Grouch.
He's just like you.
He's green.
Correct. Easy trivia. Company slogans. Mm. So easy. What company slogan is Just Do It?
That's Nike.
Correct. Morgan, what company slogan is The Breakfast of Champions?
Ooh, The Breakfast of Champions.
Breakfast of Champions.
Kellogg?
Kellogg.
You've been booed.
Not really a
Only
cereal.
Only one Kellogg.
Yeah.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's is... There's like Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
there's Kellogg's.
Brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The answer is...
Wheaties.
Oh. I'm sorry, Morgan. You got boned. Amy, what company's slogan is, like a good neighbor, blank is there?
State Farm.
Correct. Lunchbox, taste the rainbow, is what company's slogan?
Skittles.
Correct. Boom, we have three left.
Woo!
Next round of easy trivia.
Come on.
The category is internet abbreviations.
Oh, boy. I'm good at the net.
Okay,
not
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Put your Walkers and Metamucil away oldies
right.
And see if you can identify these internet abbreviations. Eddie, what does IDK stand for?
I don't know.
Correct.
Yes!
Amy, what does JK stand for?
Just kidding.
Good. Lunchbox, what does LOL mean?
Laughing out loud.
Good job. Good job.
All right, move on. Next category.
We're here. Let's go on.
Next category.
Go to old people.
The next category is the 2000s.
Oh.
Eddie, which sitcom revolves around a group of people working in a paper supply company?
Ooh, that's The Office.
Good. That's hot. Was what reality TV star's catchphrase in the 2000s, Amy? That's hot.
Paris Hilton.
Correct. Lunchbox. In 2000, who starred in the live-action remake of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
The live-action remake? Jim Carrey.
Correct.
Ah.
Ooh.
Moving on. The category is Disney princesses. We'll move a little faster.
Love that. Love that.
Ariel is the princess on what Disney movie, Eddie?
Little Mermaid.
Correct. Amy, Jasmine.
Aladdin.
Correct. Lunchbox, Belle. Belle is the princess in what Disney movie?
Belle? Beauty and the Beast.
Correct.
Oh!
He knew it. The whole
did you guys see that possum run through here?
Yeah. Guys, yeah, for sure.
The category is the human body. We're moving faster. What's the name of the organ that we use to breathe in oxygen, Eddie?
Lungs.
Correct. Amy, name one of the two parts of the body that continue to grow for your entire life.
Ears.
Correct. Or nose. Lunchbox, how many senses are there?
Five.
Correct. Animals of the ocean.
Huh?
Category
you heard
is
the man.
Animals of the ocean.
Okay.
A little harder. Also known as an orca, these mammals have black bodies with a white underside and patches near their eye.
Ooh, killer whale.
Correct. Killer whale is exactly right. Which large marine mammal is characterized by tusks and whiskers, Amy?
Huh?
Which large marine mammal is characterized by tusks and whiskers?
Marine?
Animals of the ocean.
I know.
They're not in the marines, Amy.
Fun fact, I wanted to be a marine biologist when I was a child.
Which large marine mammal is characterized by prominent tusks and whiskers?
In the ocean?
Answer.
Boner. I
don't
know.
You've been boned.
Answer.
Walrus.
Walrus.
That the walruses are in the ocean.
Yes.
No, they're in the
lake.
They're
not in the desert.
What did you think they're in the bathtub? I don't understand.
Yeah, I
they're
did.
In a pond.
I thought that they were in lakes
like
in like Africa or something.
How have you ever been to a lake
about?
Where you've seen a walrus?
Hey,
I have not ever seen a walrus.
You're thinking hippo,
like in the pond?
Oh, I am thinking hippo.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Dang it.
Oh, come on, man.
What? B fish, known as a cuda for short, is a large saltwater fish.
What?
What B fish, known as a cuda for short, is a large saltwater fish?
I don't really understand the question, but it's a barracuda.
Correct.
Did the whole word for it.
We have one more category before we go to speed round.
I was very confused.
I know. What barra is a cuda? Here we go. You each get two of these in this category, then we go to speed round.
Come on.
Give me something. No, don't
the
do this.
Category is fifth grade level U.S. presidents.
All right.
Eddie loves presidents. He'll get this. He won.
Eddie, who issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
That is Abraham Lincoln.
That is correct. Lunchbox, what president said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country?
JFK.
Correct.
Bam! I'm back!
Eddie, who is considered the author of the Declaration of Independence?
The author of the that is Thomas Jefferson.
Correct. Lunchbox, who was the first president to live in the White House?
John Adams.
Correct. We're going to speed
up. Yeah! Whoa!
Hey, focus.
I was focused on presidents. I don't care about anything
else.
There
are five questions in speed round.
Oh, five.
Yell your name if you know it.
You got it.
The category is state capitals.
Oh.
What's the capital of Colorado?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Denver.
Correct. Lunchbox yeah. one, Eddie zero.
It was too obvious, but I went for it.
What's the capital of California?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Carson City.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Eddie.
I got it. Sacramento.
Correct.
Dang it.
1-1. What's the capital of Ohio?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Columbus.
Correct.
Didn't know that.
Lunchbox, what's the capital? Or any other
anyone.
Of Florida.
Lunchbox.
Eddie. Lunchbox.
Jacksonville.
Incorrect.
I got it.
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee is correct. Eddie.
Yeah!
What do you want to say, Eddie?
Wow. Hey, were those all our markets? Like, I think we have radio stations in all those. So I want to say what's up to everyone in Tallahassee.
Tallahassee!
Everyone in Sacramento, what up?
All right, go Noles!
Let's go! That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
Sorry, buddy. Carson City is the capital of Nevada.
Oh, that's what it is.
Carson right. City, baby.
I just need to learn my capitals. Yeah. I didn't pay attention to school very much.
All right, that's what's up. This is Fernando from Modesto, California.
So the reason I'm calling is I wanted to ask a favor of Bobby. So my house recently caught fire, and I lost a few of the books that I had from Bobby. So I was wondering if I could maybe get a couple books. I had the signed copy of the Stanley the Bulldog. So I was just wondering if that's possible. If not, well, no, I'll probably just go and buy it myself. But thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for buying those again. That's nice of you, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I need the book numbers. I'll send you a copy of all three of my books. Fail Until You Don't, the second one, Bare Bones, first one, and Stanley. I'll sign all of them. We have his number, right, Scuba, that we can pull?
Yeah, I can call him, yeah.
Okay, I'll send you all three of them from Fernando. I'm sorry to hear about your house. No problemo, dude. Next up, Nicole from Maine.
Are you forgetting that Adam Sandler is one of the most famous New Hampshire men ever? Like, he was born and raised in New Hampshire, and no matter how many years in Hollywood, he still dresses like he's from New Hampshire. Basketball shorts and a puffer coat. That's the New England way.
Note, Adam Sandler was born in Brooklyn, New York, until he was, you know, 6 or 7 years old. I've never met anyone that was born and raised in New Hampshire. And until I do, I'm not sure that it's real. That's all.
I didn't know any of that.
I said what I said. And I've also said that if true, if New Hampshire is really a state where people live, they've got to be the nicest people in the history of the world because they ain't never causing trouble. Mm-hmm. All the other states cause some kind of trouble. Mm-hmm. Not to people from New Hampshire. That's why I don't believe it.
What about like the representatives from New Hampshire? Do you see them? Like,
never seen them before in
TV?
Real life. Nope. I've never seen them before in real life.
I mean, I don't know who they are.
Just because they're on TV don't mean they're real.
Okay.
Maria from California.
I have something to say. Eddie, you're hot. I love your dimple. That's it. Bye. Oh,
wow. That's what's up.
I feel uncomfortable.
That's what's up. I like that. Leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A new experiment is giving us the ideal pre-bedtime routine to get the most sleep at night. And all five of these things that I'm going to share, they had very high sleep scores, so you can probably just pick one.
Well, if it has to do with not being on your phone or tablet.
No, it's different than that.
Hey, color me gone. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In at number five, cleaning your bedroom. Now, this might not be something you want to do at night before bed, but something about tidying up your space helps you relax at night and you have better sleep.
I'm there. Our bedroom stays clean. The only thing, I guess, the only problem is sometimes I'll throw clothes. I'll drop them down beside my bed if I'm changing. But other than that, the bedroom's clean except for the occasional day of dirty laundry. What else?
And at number four, listening to music.
Don't do that.
It's a screen-free activity, and it leads to long sleep times.
It leads to me analyzing why they wrote the song, what this lyric means, if just going down like rabbit holes. So for me, music's tricky. I used to listen to Coldplay, A Rush of Blood to the Head, that entire record. It's the White album. And anytime I hear it now, where it doesn't matter where I am. If I'm in like a grocery store or driving, I fall asleep immediately.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's like if it comes on, in my place. And so I did it every night where I'm conditioned now to do that.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stinks. What else?
And three, watching a comedy, laughing at something funny before bed was good for sleep quality.
I'm going to say it. Controversial. I don't think they make that funny of shows anymore because everything funny is so much shorter on TikTok. They don't make that many funny movies anymore. Like LOL movies, like TV shows, but I don't think they really try to because we can get funny quick and easy.
Yeah.
It's hard to get suspense and drama and character building on a 15 second, but
Mike, come to the microphone for a second. This is Movie Mike. Do you feel like they make as many comedies as they used to?
It hasn't made a good one in like 5 years.
How do you feel about my theory? Do you think it has anything to do with social media or just the ability to find funny stuff everywhere?
Yeah, it's hard to build a funny story that's continuously funny throughout the whole thing.
And as funny as the stuff we get all day long, just flicking.
Yeah.
So, okay. But thanks, Amy, for that. I don't agree.
And at number two, doing a face mask or something self-care-ish can ease stress and anxiety, which leads to better sleep. Mm.
No, I don't do that. I'm stressing like, well, I could be like getting something done instead of putting this crap on my face. I have no skincare routine. I don't
15 minutes at the end of your night.
I'm often told you're going to regret not having a skincare routine when you get well. I don't do anything to my face. I don't even wash my face sometimes because my oils are weird.
I know so many guys that are like that. I don't wash my face. And the minute they start washing their face,
I break out.
They start breaking out. Yes.
Yeah, my wife will go, hey, I have this new stuff for, because she'll wash her face and she'll be like, you should try it. And I do. And I get like little pimples when
it's,
I do.
But so crazy.
I have a really good complexion. Like my skin's good. I'm slapping it so you know I'm touching my skin.
Yeah.
I'm lucky right now, but I don't do anything to my face. So, eat it up. Yeah. Enjoy it. What else?
This is the very best sleep squad quality score. This thing, and it's meditation.
Yeah.
Just 12 minutes or so, maybe even 5. Whatever you can do before bed. I would say 12 probably seems a little ambitious for some people who've never done it, but maybe you could do it for 2 minutes.
That'll be something in years you'll hear me say, I regret not learning how to meditate properly sooner. Because I don't now at all, but I will. I know that's what I'm missing out on in my life, but I can just get more stuff done.
I meditated for 4 minutes this morning.
Good for you. That was while taking a nap.
No.
And we're in the middle of a segment, so
no, I didn't.
That was last hour.
No, in my room. Okay, a research scientist said that we love true crime because it keeps us on our toes.
No, it's because a lot of you ladies are psychotic.
Yes.
And you really want to kill us, but you just don't want to commit to it, so you listen to true crime stuff.
No, it helps us feel more prepared in dangerous situations.
Yeah, prepared to kill us because you learned a technique.
And it says here, as part of this research, that listening to true crime doesn't turn you into a serial killer.
Right. It doesn't turn you into it.
You were already one.
Yeah, that's right. There's already that seed ready to grow. So I'll say this. It's mostly only women.
Yeah.
Mostly. It's like 92%. No, you want to murder your husbands because we're all jerks. All right, what else?
Ashton Kutcher.
All right, what else?
Ashton Kutcher was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he was talking about how he used a Kenny Chesney song to profess his love to Mila Kunis.
Because I came into her house, and I was singing this Kenny Chesney song, and I was like, you and tequila make me crazy. Because there had been a little too much tequila consumed. And then I told her that I love her, and I meant it when I said it. And she was like, you just tell me, say that in the morning. And then before, I woke her up, and I was like, hey, I love you.
Pretty good.
So wow. Cute. You
and tequila also, make me great crazy. Song.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace, this is him and Grace Potter, I believe. Man, what a... What a song. One of my favorites. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Earlier this month, a fire broke out at the dog resort in Seattle, Washington. 115 dogs inside, and Kenny Robinson was working nearby. And he goes, hey, guys, looks like there's a fire over the dog place. And you hear dogs, roar, 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 roar. Kenny and his coworkers go over there, and they start a human chain. Get all 115 dogs out of the smoke. Say a couple suffered injuries, but they're back home now. Recovering.
Just a couple and just injuries?
Yeah.
And they did human chain and dogs? This could be one of my favorite ever. It's all the things.
Wow,
yeah. But I mean, how do you, I don't know where you put 115 dogs as you're rescuing them.
Yeah,
like, do you just throw them in the car? Do you throw them?
You probably just get them out of there.
Throw them in the convenience store next door.
Maybe there's a, I don't know. Maybe they're,
Yeah, that's
tough. Now I'm trying to do the math.
Like it just says they rescued all 115 dogs.
I can fit two in the car.
They just take them out and they say, sit.
Hopefully they get along.
Stay.
They have a bunch of doggy treats out there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Did you know, for the men out there, just carrying a guitar case can seriously boost the odds of women wanting you?
Wow. Huh.
Studies show that women associate musical ability with intelligence, commitment, hard work, and they'll put that on a guy. Men were 5 times more likely to land a date if they walked around with a guitar case. The problem is... whenever it comes up, why were you carrying the guitar case?
Yeah, that's
so you might get the date.
That's going to be hard to explain.
It's going to be hard to keep the dates going unless you learn how to play guitar. Or unless you just play guitar and just walk around with it all the time. So, but just a little tip. The more you know, if you're a dude and you're walking around carrying a guitar case, you got to fight the ladies off.
That's funny.
Yeah, look, PSA here. The more you know. Thank you. Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why was the guitarist late for work?
Why was the guitarist late for work? Had too many chicks.
Come on.
No, but I had no idea you were doing story. Yeah. No.
Had to fight off all the chicks because the case was just attracting them all.
I was like, oh, this is perfect. Okay. Because you got caught in a jam.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I like that.
It could be traffic jam.
That was the Morning Corny.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Well, we won't let Jordan Davis talk about his new project unless he wins a game. So I'm not going to tell you why he's possibly here. But he's got 5 number ones. Let's start with Singles You Up. If he ever singles, then let's go to Take It From Me. Take it from me if you want a t-shirt to sleep in. Let's go to Slow Dance in a Parking Lot. Throw it in park and just slow. Buy Dirt.
Buy Dirt.
What My World Spins Around. To the way that it feels when I mean, this dude graduated from LSU with a degree in environmental science, and he started doing, he's like, environmental, and then it's like, I'm going to go sing and write songs, and good thing he did. He's got all these number ones, and I don't even know if he has anything to promote today. That's the fun thing about it. Jordan Davis, CMA winner, is here. Let's talk to him now. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
This guy's in here more than I am.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis.
I have been. I appreciate y'all having me as much as I've been in here.
You do the sports show with us a lot, and you're just part of the group. So it does.
I mean, the best podcast ever, 25 Whistles.
Boom. Thank you very much.
Wow.
There you go.
So here's the deal. I know you have something to promote, but we're not actually going to let you promote it unless you get 3 of 5 on the famous Jordan game.
Okay. I should be.
If you get 3 out of 5 in Famous Jordans, you can promote your project for 15 seconds. Because then we're going to play the Famous Davis game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's tough. And if he gets 5 of 5, he gets to play a song from it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Just acapella.
Here we go. Jordan Davis is here, but he has nothing to promote yet. He just showed up. We don't know why he's here. Jordan, it's the Famous Jordan game. Name the Jordan. A singer known for his 1995 single, This Is How We Do It.
Come on, dude.
Oh.
Don't help him.
I'm not.
You know the song?
This is how we do it. I'm going to say Jordan McKnight.
Jordan McKnight. It sounds like a meal at Burger King.
Oh.
McDonald's.
A McDonald's. Well, BK. Whatever.
So obviously it's not Jordan McKnight.
No. It's not Jordan McKnight. It is actually Montel Jordan.
Montel Jordan. Okay. So last.
Oh, he's sitting up now. He's the meme where the video game player goes from sitting up to leaning. Okay.
All right, I thought it was maybe first name. That was my mistake. I'm not worried about it. What next? Here we go.
Singer and member of the boy band New Kids on the Block, who rose to fame in the 80s and the 90s. Famous Jordan.
John Jordan.
John Jordan. Wow.
This is not good.
Isn't he the guy? That's my name too.
John Jordan.
Jingleheimer Smith. Now that's John Jacob.
John Jacob.
But the singer from New Kids on the Block is Jordan Knight.
Yes, Jordan Knight.
I was one.
Dude, take
off.
That mic off.
I was
off,
one
yeah.
mic off.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. You were pretty cocky.
Is there a Jordan McKnight? Maybe not.
I'm sure somewhere. You got a phone book in some town.
I just thought there was a singer. All right.
Jordan Davis.
It's this next one.
We only play his old songs and never promote the project he's here to promote. Yeah. That's what would be hilarious. Jordan sings songs like Buy Dirt. Maybe you heard that one before. Maybe you haven't. You got to get these next 3 in a row, buddy.
I know.
Okay. An American actor known for movies like Creed, Black Panther, and Just Mercy.
Oh, gosh.
Name that famous Jordan. Bruh.
Oh my goodness. Do you watch anything?
No, I do. It's like.
And it's your name.
B. Jordan, right? Something B. Jordan.
B. Jordan McKnight.
Don't do that.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic picture.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic picture.
Which one, Creed?
Thanks, Ebert. All right.
I'm Bradley something. Oh, wait. James B. Jordan.
James B. Jordan.
Oh my God. I am so
what
embarrassed.
What is it?
That's Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Michael Jordan. Dang it.
This is not good.
Maybe we throw him a scrap or something. But
I mean,
he did say B though. Like,
but he also said he'll do really good at this game. Yeah. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was gonna be like.
Like what? What did you think?
I thought it was gonna be like, who sings Singles You Up? Me. I thought it was like a toss-up.
You thought we were going to do a game where you were the answer?
That's what I thought.
Jordan, that would have been dumb.
No, I mean, I was like, who played basketball is number 23?
Name a really dumb Jordan.
Jordan Davis.
That's correct. We got one. Wow. Okay.
This is going awesome. This is going great. All right.
Well, you got one, so you'll get a little sliver.
Okay.
Actor turned director. He started out on Mad TV and had a sketch show on Comedy Central. He's directed movies like Get Out, Us, and Nope.
There's no chance he gets this.
No, I know this one. Jordan Peele.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go.
We got two. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
He just needed to warm up.
We'll give him a chance to know your Davises in a minute.
You just had to call him stupid.
Thank you, Amy. Yeah. I just needed to, you know.
Oh, you like that insult. That's your thing. You like to be insulted so you feel better.
No.
Okay.
Although I knew I was going to get that today, so.
Okay. Well, no, you came in and said, I'll nail this.
True. That is true. I brought it on myself. You're right.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Jordan is here. Now, we're not going to play a new song. We're going to play an old one from him, at least.
Good.
Yeah, we're not promoting anything so far. There's no announcement whatsoever, just another day. But I will let you pick one word from your new album title and say only one word from it.
Tucson.
That's not in your album title.
Oh,
name a Jordan that doesn't know the name of his album.
Bluebird.
Okay.
Had to be Coach.
Oh my goodness.
What are you talking? Are you talking about the album title?
That's what you said. Did I not say that?
Yeah, you said that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He's frazzled. He's frazzled. We're gonna come back. Sorry, buddy. We're good. We're all here. We're having fun.
Let me regroup here.
Yeah, regroup. Jordan Davis is
here.
No. Jordan Davis is here. Somebody Bluebird. Mm-hmm. We'll find out in a minute. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
Okay, he's here. We know something about a Bluebirds, all he told us. But we're promoting something if he can get 3 out of the next 5 on Know Your Famous Davis. Now, we played Know Your Famous Jordan. You didn't do so hot.
Not so hot. Okay. I'm hoping this one goes a little bit better than
Jordan
that.
Jordan Davis is here. Does he know Famous Davises? Here we go. Question number 1. American record producer, 5-time Grammy winner, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a non-performer. From 1967 to 1973, he was the president of Columbia Records, and he signed artists like Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel. Can you name that Famous Davis?
I cannot.
You are...
What?
What is...
What? He's joking.
You're being funny now.
No.
If Lunchbox knows this...
Lunchbox, call him stupid, then he'll get it.
No, are you playing stupid Lunchbox or are you really know stupid? It. Clive Davis.
That's right, Clive Davis.
Clive Davis, okay.
How did you know that?
No, I have no idea. I don't know who he is, but I've heard of him associated with music.
What if he comes in and he never promotes what he came in for and he just goes home?
This is
going to be the funniest thing I've ever heard.
If I don't get an answer right, it sounds like that's exactly what's going to happen.
So funny. Okay, let's try.
Okay, Clive Davis.
Here we go.
I do know of Clive Davis.
Oh my God. An NFL Hall of Famer who played running back for the Denver Broncos from 1995 to 2001, Terrell Davis. That is correct.
You knew
that one. Come on.
Hey. That's my 25 whistles coming out of
there. Yeah, that is awesome right there. I'm just going to stay in that lane. I'm going to throw the guy some chum here.
No.
Quarterback for the Houston Texans. He played college football at Stanford and was selected by the Texans in the 3rd round of the 2021 NFL Draft.
Davis Mills.
Correct. Look
you
at
are,
this guy.
You
wow.
Like, now.
You got Davis Mills.
So he knows sports, but not music.
Clive Davis.
Well, priorities here, Amy.
Okay. Next up, he's best known as the lead vocalist and frontman of the band Korn. He was considered a pioneering act of the nu metal genre. Do you know the lead singer of Korn? You can even go to somebody on the show as a lifeline here if you'd like to.
Obviously, Lunch knows everything. So.
Why would you go to Lunchbox?
Oh, there we go.
He might get this, but why would you go to Lunchbox?
I don't know. Korn?
Yeah, Korn.
Hang on. I know.
Korn.
I do know, like...
Davis. Famous Davis.
Mike D, you got anything here?
He knows it. Lunchbox, who is it?
I have no idea.
Go for it.
Okay. Davis McKnight.
Oh, boy.
When in doubt, go McKnight.
Go McKnight. It is... Jonathan Davis.
Jonathan Davis.
Okay, you need this one. Are we just booking for Monday? He comes back.
Come on, Jordan.
After I read up on all famous Jordan and Davis people.
All right, Jordan Davis is here. An actress known for Thelma and Louise. Also a League of Their Own, the baseball movie.
Linda Davis.
Oh my goodness.
What
is wrong with you?
Get him out of here.
What is wrong with you?
Pause.
Why do you
hear it out?
Because you went fast to show us how smart you were. The problem is, if you would have nailed it fast, we'd have been like,
"What's her name?"
Gina Davis.
Yeah, you just.
Oh, man. Well, that's it, huh, Bones?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, give it up for.
All right, thank you for coming by.
My aunt's name is Gina.
You know, okay.
Isn't there a Linda in a League of Their Own?
Linda Davis is a different person.
What does Linda Davis do?
She would be in music.
The reason why I said it so fast is because I was dead set that was Linda Davis.
Yeah, we know. It's all. An American trumpeter.
Turns out it wasn't.
An American trumpeter who's among the most influential and acclaimed figures in the history of jazz.
Come on, dude.
Miles Davis?
No. Miles Davis.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, we're going to talk about his album. You know what? We put him through the ringer, so this is what you get as a consolation.
Well, smoke that
to
one.
To talk about.
Here we go.
Nailed it.
Linda Davis is Hillary's mom. Lady A.
Does she love you?
Like I love you.
Yes.
Yeah, we get it. You come in here, you're nervous. You're around all these big stars in this room.
Yeah, totally. I knew I was gonna.
Yeah.
Okay, Jordan has an album.
This box is gonna call me an idiot.
It is out today, Jordan. What's the name of the album?
Bluebird Days.
Is it good?
I sure think so. I sure hope it is.
I like that.
Yeah.
Which, you, by the way, another number one you just had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which I think may be one of my favorite songs from you as far as like super catchy when it comes on. Yeah. Because you have songs that are like really good and deep and make me go, oh man, that's sweet. But then you have, well, the wind and those feels and it's, that one hits. Like,
that
that's good.
Feels, I definitely feel like we meshed lyrical kind of meaning and definitely up-tempo good feel.
Play a little bit of What My World Spins Around from Jordan, if you don't mind, Ray.
To the way that when you lean in and kiss me, the way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy.
Yeah, I bet it feels good.
I bet it feels good in the set too to have another, another number one.
We start our show with that.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a good one to kind of.
What were you starting on the show with?
A song of mine called Need to Not.
So now you play a song everybody knows to start. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So between, you have five number ones, and then you have Almost Maybes, which I feel like was a number one because everybody knows that. Here are the good things, be there. That one.
Yep.
Six songs that everybody knows the words to, even if you're just a casual fan.
Yeah.
That's how you know things are going right, that you can play with somebody else and casual fans still know half your list.
Yeah, it definitely makes making the set list easier, which is so, like, I remember being early on and just having to, A, play cover songs, which nobody really likes to do, I feel like. I mean, maybe some people do. I'm not a big fan of playing cover songs. So now, for a 90-minute set, we can spread out our singles every three songs. And at least, like you said, the casual fan or somebody that got drugged to a show is like, oh, I've heard this song before.
Jordan Davis is here. The new album's out. Which track? Because there's 17 tracks. There's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Which one would make people cry? If you had to pick one that was going to make people cry, which one is it?
Bluebird Days.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of this here. Here is Bluebird Days from Jordan Davis.
If they do, then they don't. Indeed, I'm dancing right through my feet.
And Bluebird Days, what does that mean?
That's a song I wrote about my parents' divorce, actually. You know, just kind of from my perspective. I'd also say it was like the toughest song I had to play, and actually the toughest song I put on this record. But, you know, I think with this album, I wanted to be more honest as a songwriter and show growth as not just a songwriter, but also an artist as well. So, you know, I think you got to kind of take some chances and risk putting an iffy song on a record to do that.
Let's just play it all. Let's do the whole song here. We'll come back with Jordan Davis in a second. There's no game needed for the next segment.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It would have been a real waste of a spotlight here.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jordan Davis.
New album, Bluebird Days, is out right now. Just to walk through some of Jordan's number ones. 2018, Singles You Up.
If he ever singles you up.
2019, Take It From Me.
Take it from me if you want a t-shirt to sleep in.
2020, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot.
Throw it in park and just slow.
Looks like 2021 was a lean year. No number ones in that year.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's, ouch. You know, we're coming out of a
that
lot.
That was a tough one.
Buy Dirt. From Bye, massive song. And then
2022 was a good one.
It was a good one. Big one. And then 2023 had a 2-week number one with this one here recently happened, What My World Spins Around.
To the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me, the way that you dance when you get kind.
One of the fun things about this is I was with Jordan and we saw Ryan Hurd somewhere, and this song had just been announced as his single. And he's like, this is a single. And Jordan and I ride in the same golf cart together, and we see Ryan, and I go, hey, there's Ryan. And he goes, Ryan. They start talking to each other. I'm like, I'm going to record this. This would be a good moment, first time. And Ryan goes, don't record me. Now, why do you think Ryan said that? Because he's a prima donna? No, because he was supposed to be doing something else and he's playing golf.
Now, how awesome would that video have been now?
That's
that,
my
like,
point.
That, was such a, it, that ended up being such a big song.
Yes.
I actually was messaging Ryan about that. I was like, dude, if we could have had Bobby.
I wasn't even going to post it right then. I was just going to save it as a nice moment.
Just,
but he's like, don't record me. I'm supposed to be somewhere else right now.
Don't record me. I canceled a co-write to play golf.
Well, I didn't even say that. That's Jordan. That's Jordan saying. But who knows what date it was?
That was a long time
been,
ago.
Could have been any date at all.
Could have been anybody.
Could have been any date at all. So you like to play golf?
I do.
Obviously. You ever hit anybody's house with a golf ball or like broken a window or anything?
Yes, I have.
And then.
You know I have.
No, I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm an interviewer
no
here.
No clue.
Yeah, I have no clue here. So what happened? Can you give us more?
So I was playing in Florida on a, it was Jim Furyk's celebrity golf tournament. We've done them. and we're playing on TPC Sawgrass, not the actual stadium course, but a really nice course right next to it. And I slice one. Never happens. You guys know that.
Yeah.
Never.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know. And as I pull up to the house that my ball kind of went into, there was a guy standing outside in the backyard with my golf ball and was like, "You broke my window. It's a double paned window. It's like, it totals $870. Give me your license."
He tells him that right then.
Wow.
Crazy.
Takes my license. I was like,
"Why would you give him your license?"
Well, because I was kind of like, I mean, I just smashed this guy's window.
But you gave him your license?
Well, he's like, I'm taking.
He's like, he asked for my kid, so I handed him over.
Well, he's like, I need to take a photo of your license. And I was like, okay. And he was like, then he asked, he's like, you know, a deposit. He was like asking for like basically me paying him there. And I was like, hey, man, like, you have my address. Like, send me the bill. Like, if that's how this works, I've never been on a golf course where if a golfer breaks a window, especially a nice golf course that the homeowners doesn't pay for it or whatever. I hope this guy listens to the show because I'm actually really frustrated. And I get after the tournament, I get back in and I actually go up to one of Jim's buddies. I was like, hey man, on 16, I busted a guy's window. He's like, man, don't worry about it. You know, I was like, well, I told him I'd pay for it. And he was like, no, dude, the homeowners takes care. Like, they fix all broken windows.
Oh.
And when I got home, there was a bill from the guy that was trying to squander me out of $800.
That's messed up.
He was trying to shake him down for $800.
A nice neighborhood. Like, this guy did, again, hey, I broke your window.
That's probably
why
he got an expensive house. Yeah. He made all that money from $800 a pop.
That's how he
rolls. So, dude, wherever you're at in Ponte Vedra, Florida,
that's,
I got your bill, and I'm still not paying it. Still to this day. Take me to court.
So when you put out new music, do you get anxious before it comes out?
I think so.
What song
do you, right now.
What song do you feel the most vulnerable with on this record?
I mean, Bluebird's there. I have a song called Short Fuse on this album that it came from overhearing a conversation with my wife. She was talking to a friend of hers, and I overheard her saying, like, yeah, Jordan's got a real short fuse. And kind of led to a conversation, and I didn't like hearing that. Mm. So this is kind of a song to myself about.
It's just him breaking glass. It's all just a song of him kicking in.
Yeah. But yeah, so that one's pretty spot on.
Here's a clip of Short Fuse.
Running from the rain and a little more.
What are you guys going to do now for as far as your single goes? You got that all laid out?
Yeah. Next thing is going to be a song called Tucson Too Late.
What's the play there? Too soon, too late? Tucson too late?
Tucson too late. Just got to Tucson too late.
Oh, so it literally is the city.
Yeah.
Got it. And you wrote this, obviously, with your brother. Was that the same guys you won the CMA with?
Yeah.
All four, that crew there?
The Jenkins Bros, Jacob, Matt and Josh, yeah.
What was this?
So we had, you know, we've written that group together, me, Jacob, Matt and Josh. We've been writing together since 2016. So we've written a ton of songs. Obviously, we had Buy Dirt together. And I think we showed up after that kind of not knowing really what to do, where to go next in songwriting. And I credit them to being like, hey, man, let's do something different. Like, let's push and write a song that we've never written before. And actually the kind of influence of this song was Keith Whitley's Miami, Miami. Like, I'd never really done a story song and kind of just totally taken myself out of it. So this was my take on kind of my Keith Whitley inspired single.
All right, we're going to play Jordan's new single from his new album. I hope you check it out. The new album is called Bluebird Days. It's Jordan Davis, platinum recording artist. Multi-platinum recording artist. Also, go to jordandavisofficial.com for all the tour dates. You're all over Europe, March, pretty much most of March. And then he's all over here, Biloxi, in Tennessee. He's doing iHeart Country Festival. I mean, he's all over the place. I'm so happy to see your success.
Thanks,
congrats
buddy.
On the record, and I hope people listen to it like crazy.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going.
Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let me get personal for a second and you guys can give me your real advice here. So I'm on this medication and I'm trying to not have all these crazy nightmares that I have, and at times they affect the OCD stuff that I deal with. And so this last medication that I'm on, I'm not a big medication guy. I love medicine, but I try not to do too much because when I do want to take it, I want it to really work. Does that make sense? Because I feel like if I take a lot of medicine, then I take more medicine, they're just like going, hey, I'm also here. I'm here to the party. It's just another person to the party more than somebody coming in. So I have switched this medicine, but the problem is, and I've talked to my doctor about it, that it does make you gain weight. And I feel it. I've put on like 5, 6, I kept wondering how. I'm working out hard. I'm eating right. I'm doing everything that I normally do. Plus, and still, like, I just feel like, bleh. I told my doctor, I was like, I'm done with the medicine. I got to work. Some of my work's on TV. I don't want to put on 5-7 pounds. In 6 months, that's what the weight is. And he's like, are you serious? He didn't say, are you that vain? But it's not just vanity. It's part of my career is my image.
Good job.
So what would you do, Amy?
Well, so let me ask you this first. Do you think that if you gain 5, 6 pounds, 7 pounds, that you're not going to get jobs?
No, I don't like how I feel, though.
Okay, so you don't feel your best. You're not performing your best.
Yeah, I just don't like how I feel.
Okay,
right?
and so that's fair.
And it affects confidence in how I feel.
That is fair.
Yeah.
So I can be on board with that. I assume your doctor's like, hey, well, there's...
He's a real doctor. He's got a certificate, yeah.
Does he have any alternatives that don't cause weight gain that you could also try around?
The last one that I had didn't, but it wasn't really working, so I can go back to that one.
But it wasn't working, so...
Okay, now, so is your mental health... See, because this is a toss-up, because you not working is bad for your mental health. Uh-huh. And then you...
I just don't... Yeah. What would you do if you were me?
I if there was no other alternatives, I would keep taking it for a little while longer and see if my body balances out, because you haven't really... How long have you been taking it?
I'm going to tell you, though. I wear a size 31 pants.
Oh.
32 sometimes. But like a 32, I'm like...
How long have you been taking it?
The new one, though, like 3 months.
Oh, it has been significant.
Two months.
I thought you were about to say 2 weeks, I quit.
It's like 2 months or maybe a few weeks. I forget. It's probably a few weeks.
Okay.
I probably over-exaggerated the few months to 2 weeks. A few weeks. Go ahead.
I mean, I would choose me currently, Ryan, I would advise you to choose your mental health over the 5 pounds.
Eddie?
Medicine, bro. Look, you've been taking it for 3 weeks, whatever. I haven't noticed a difference.
But it's not about you. I don't care about you.
Well, no, it is, because I'm the TV viewer.
But I care about you. But I don't care about you.
It's about how I feel.
It's my confidence. How I feel in
general. I'm telling you, don't worry about it.
My wife
look
spoons
great.
Me because she spoons me from behind. I don't want her to touch my stomach. I never do anyway because my stomach's all fat and gutty now.
Wait, what?
This is a deeper issue.
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox?
Stop being a chick, dude. Like, just stop being a chick.
What's a chick, dude? Oh, stop being a chick, comma dude.
I didn't know I needed to say comma dude. You need to quit being a chick. Like, get over it. Like, just take the medicine and, you know, whatever. Goodness. Oh, my gosh. I got a little skinny here. I got a little flat. I got a little bent. Stop it. That's what chicks do. Dudes don't do that. You need to man up.
Okay.
Huh.
That's what I would do. I'd man up.
Man up by what?
By just being like, what up, dude? I got a hot chick that I'm married to. Look at me. I'm famous. Like, get off me.
Take the medicine or not? Or did you forget what the question was?
I don't care about it. Take the medicine. Whatever. Just quit.
Take the medicine and say, what up, is what he's saying.
Or man up and not take the medicine and be like, yo, I can get over this being a man.
Yo.
Well, let me ask you, what does your wife say?
I don't.
Oh, whatever makes you happy.
No.
Oh, you look great.
No. She would say, you should take the medicine.
Yeah, man.
So now you have 1, 2, 3, 4 people telling you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop taking the medicine.
That's what I said, man.
We just told you to take it.
No, I told not.
No, you said take the
medicine. Oh, I said or man up and get over whatever you're having without the medicine.
Well, let me think about it. I appreciate the feedback.
Do you, though?
I do. Because sometimes you talk about it. Go ahead.
Which was the best one, though?
Probably mine.
Of what?
They're all the feedback. Same.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to be a chick dude. Or dude chick. Or dude. I'm just trying to be a person, you know?
I hate that saying man up. And I hate that. That's what chicks do. Because you're putting people... I just don't... Like, I would never say that to my son.
Yeah, but can I ask you this question?
What?
No offense, Lunchbox. But stupid people say stupid things. So it's like, don't get offended when somebody dumb says something dumb.
Okay, I'm not offended. I just why would that offend me? I don't like it.
But if somebody, like, highly intelligent was like... freaking man up and stop being a chick, you'd be like, well, that's weird, because I really appreciate you for your intellect and the way that you look.
I mean, what guys do you see sitting around going, oh no, I went from a 31 to a 32?
No, it's not just
guys do that. No, well, no guy. I'm not, none of my boys have ever said that to me.
Your boys. Okay, well, I appreciate everybody's feedback.
You're welcome, man.
That's what's happening now. Quick story. I have a nephew. He's 16 years old. When he turned 16, I was like, happy birthday. Let me help you get a car. I'll match. We'll do whatever. And he's like, I don't care. I don't really want to get my license. I'm like, what? It wasn't even about me going, I'll help you get a car or whatever the case is. He was like, I don't really care to get a license right now.
What do you mean?
You're 16 years old. I had a permit that turned into a license. I needed my license right then. Of course, times are different, but that's when I first realized that this next generation doesn't care as much about driving. And there's a whole story. Gen Z is driving less than generations before them. From the New York Post, research shows instead they Uber or Lyft or public transportation. It's not a car-centric culture anymore, because kids can just go, no, I'm good. I don't need to get a license. I'll just Uber here to there, there to here. And all of a sudden, I'm back. I got to worry about parking, got to worry about insurance.
Well, sure, it's nice to have a driver, but guys, that costs money. Like, I don't know what's cheaper, Ubering everywhere or buying a car and paying for gas. Like
buying a car.
I would think so.
I would think it just depends on how much you need to get places. But I was also just shocked that a 16-year-old didn't care that much about it. Your daughter's 15.
Yeah, she's going to be 16 soon. And honestly, she's not that excited about driving. She has her permit. And of course, we make her practice. But half the time, we're like, hey, you should practice. I remember when I had my permit, I was if my parents were like, hey, you should drive. I'm like, yes, I'm so excited. And when I turned 16, it was this big deal. And I remember I got my car and it was this whole thing and it was so cool. And I couldn't wait. Like, she's like not, I guarantee you, if we surprise her with a car for her birthday, it'll be like, oh, I really wanted this shirt from Lululemon. Like, it's just like
it's
not
weird, right?
That big of a deal.
Eddie, what about your oldest?
Same, man. He's 15, and I took him to go play golf, and I'm like, the reason I brought you is so you can drive the golf cart. Like, I think it's time for you to start learning. He's like, no, I'll stress me out. I'm good. I'm like, what? Like, dude, you're going to turn 16 in a year. You're going to be able to drive. He's like, no, I really don't want to do that.
Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts, dude. I don't get it. I really, that was freedom for us.
We just didn't have the ability to have our own freedom, and now kids do. It's an app. They just push a button, and they pay $17.
Good point.
Wherever the money comes from, but it's not them having to get a job. I had to pay for insurance. I had to pay for my car. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, and so I guess they don't want it, and maybe we wouldn't have been that way if we'd had an Uber or Lyft, although I've never taken a Lyft in my life.
Oh, really?
What?
I don't even have the app.
I go back and forth.
You don't?
Yeah, because some are cheaper. I price compare.
I'm just like, I don't want to put my credit card in again. But then Apple Pay allows you to do a lot of stuff. I forgot my wallet the other day and went to the pharmacy. I was like, oh, my wallet. I did this twice. And Apple Pay on my phone is awesome. Mm. You just push that button over here on the left twice. And you put it up on the scanner. Boop.
That's wait, cool. So if I steal your phone, legitimate. I have access to your Apple
Pay. You can't get on my phone
Face
now.
ID.
Oh.
Or whatever.
Sorry.
Which is, that thing is great too for kids. Like you can put Apple Cash or something. And then that way they always have money, and but they have to get your approval to spend it.
I like
so
that.
Like if they're out to eat or something after school, boom, they have their or they can deposit their money into it.
I put on for my niece, she has a Cash App card.
Yeah.
And it's like a credit card. I can put money in Cash App card for her.
That's cool.
Like she went on a school trip. She's only a ninth grader that was on the senior high cheerleading like championship. So they went to Texas. And so I know what that's like, going on a field trip. It's not like she has a bunch of money. So I said, here's some money on the Cash App card. And it's just a credit card, Cash App.
That's cool.
Look at kids. Kids suck, man. They're awesome.
Are you checking with your sister before you do that, though?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I didn't.
Bones.
And then she FaceTimed me. I was like, hey, we're going to the mall. And she's with all seniors. She's only ninth grader. I don't want her to feel. I know what it's like to go on field trips and not be able to afford stuff. And she was like, going to the mall. Can I get like $25? So I put like $100 on there.
Dang.
She's like, I don't want you to be able to not. And then my sister was like, hey, did you give her?
She's yeah. Like, let's hey, not do 100.
I'm a whole state away. What are you going to do? Well, kids aren't driving. Maybe that's better. Less wrecks.
Yeah, maybe.
Less
no,
wrecks.
No, mine might not want to drive, but she's going to be driving. Like, we need help around here.
She'll be wrecking, and she'll be upset that she's even driving in the first place.
Yeah, she needs to help with her brother.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Vermont. A state trooper is looking for a new job when he went in the evidence locker and saw a $14,000 Rolex and was like, man, my son's 21st birthday is coming up. Let me go ahead and get that watch. And he took it, went and got it appraised, and then people started asking questions. And so he returned it to the locker, but now he's out of a job.
Well, the question is, though, again, if I'm the judge, I'm going to ask, did anyone that was running the locker say return it, no questions asked?
And?
No, they didn't. Okay, you are in trouble. So he's looking for a job. He got fired.
Yeah, he resigned.
Yeah, hey, finger quotes.
Resigned.
Can you imagine a $14,000 Rolex just chilling?
Right, hey, how could you not want to take it?
That evidence locker, though, is going to be so tempting.
I don't even use drugs, never use drugs. I probably use all of them in there, steal all the watches. I would just partake in everything in the evidence locker. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Now, could you go in there and, like, if you're going on a date, wear the watch and bring it? Like, is that illegal?
You're not supposed to take anything from the evidence locker, according to the cop shows that I've seen.
Right.
Oh. But.
Like, what if there's a nice suit in there and you want to wear it, like, to a gala?
I hear you.
Gala.
Something is the watch, really. You can't really take anything from it. But again, maybe you could go and have parties in there. There's no rule about being in there.
Because it doesn't leave.
Right.
Oh, ooh. Go in there, put it on, take photos.
Have a bunch of friends over.
Man, what a party.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
I want to put Stephanie on, who is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Stephanie, thank you for calling the show. What's going on?
Hey, I was just calling because I think you should have to do one of those period simulators.
I would be happy to do a period simulator.
You would?
Sure.
Okay, strap
everyone complains
up.
About that.
But the problem is, here's the issue that I have with it. It's against my religious beliefs, so I would love to.
Stop.
But what?
Here we go.
what religious beliefs?
That of thou shalt not period simulate the day of holy. Okay. And I feel every day is holy.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't trust it. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because the only person that can actually tell if this is accurate or not would be a woman who has had period pains like that. And they obviously want to ramp it up. They want it to feel much worse than what it really does. So they can be like, I told you.
Mm.
But,
so
I mean,
if it's on level 7, if they're like, this is level 7,
right,
and you actually experience level 7, you'd probably, that's probably like a 9 on that. And you're lying.
Well, I think what we would do is take you through all the levels because because that's what's true for women. Sometimes they're mild. Sometimes you're in a ball in the corner.
I wish I could have a period.
The shower crying.
I said it. I wish I could have a period. I wish I could sit in the ball of the corner in the shower crying because that would mean I would get to have a baby in me and I would get to bond for 9 months to that baby instead of being 9 months behind.
Oh, that's sweet.
I said what I said. I wish I was having a period right now. But I wish I was having a period every day. I wish I lived on my period.
What in the world?
So that's not against your religion.
No, it's
just
not.
Just the simulator.
You know why? Because that's real. And I don't believe in simulators.
Okay.
I have a golf simulator. But other than that,
we're
all
good. I thought you were living in a simulator.
But we're living in a simulation, probably. But Stephanie, if somebody had one honestly near, I would love to put it on. But I feel like you could just like punch me in the stomach a few times and it would count. I have no idea. It's got to be awful.
That's just for pain,
but
right?
Let me speak real for a second. It's got to be awful. The hormones.
Yeah.
And how you feel, and you're like, I didn't even do anything different. All of a sudden, I feel different.
Oh, good point. Y'all should have to experience the crazy
simulator.
You
should. Right. You should. Like, men, us women over here, have all our hormones all over the place.
I'm good, man.
Y'all should experience sometimes being so out of control that you're like, why did I just do that?
Then she goes, you should experience accidentally stabbing a guy. Wait, what? Excuse me? She starts admitting to crimes.
Yeah.
There is a combination muscle stimulator with two channels that apparently is able to show you what it feels like at times on Amazon for $60.
Yeah.
Man, my religious beliefs say you can't spend over $55 on Amazon.
What if we just put the period simulator on the wheel?
I would wear it. I would wear a pregnancy, like a big pregnancy thing too. I think that would be
not
fun.
Belly?
Yeah, but I think it would be good perspective, honestly. Like all jokes aside, I'd wear the belly for a while.
But that's not just about the belly. Like, right. It's your so body goes
then
to
I would, okay, here's what I would do. I would wear the belly and then I would have the period simulator on.
Oh, no, you don't have
when you're pregnant,
you don't have your period.
But I'm doing it all at once, so I can just be like, I've had it worse than you.
That's the point.
Okay.
Stephanie, if someone brings one of those to us, I would love to wear it. Okay, thank you. It's a great point. Maybe we can find one somewhere, and maybe one of us will have to wear it for a day.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Well, and if you do the period simulator while you're wearing the belly, you know, it'd be like if you're going into labor.
Exactly. And then what I want to do is I want you guys to put my feet up in stirrups.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do the whole thing.
Put the gown. Yeah.
Oh. I want you to.
Lunchbox, you'll do that.
I'm not role playing this with you. I'm not.
We've gone full on. All right, Stephanie, I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. We're done. Thank you. See you Monday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.